Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, I got loaded lines with people that disagree with me because I open the phones up for people that disagree. Most of it, people engage in satire. Is there anyone out there that can actually disagree with what we're saying or doing? We had one caller saying, hey, he thinks I'm wrong about who did the anthrax attacks. Totally legitimate to disagree with me. I don't know if he's right, but I welcome that because I want to be corrected when I'm wrong. I don't think I have all the answers. I'm wise enough to know I don't. And we'll be getting to your calls. David Icke's coming up. Who knows? You may have to sit on hold until Icke's gone, or I may just go to you while Icke's on. That would be something, some interesting talk radio, informative, wouldn't it? We'll see what David wants to do. But I see everybody there. Simon in England, George in Connecticut, Gordon in Texas, Aaron in Nevada, Scott in North Carolina. I guess George and Scott have been holding the longest. Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, look, I've been promoting gold since it was 260 smackers, 260 Federal Reserve notes apiece. Really 254 or whatever the low was. What was the low 12 years ago?
Yeah, 245.
Okay. So I've been promoting it since it was above that and went down and then back up. And I'm promoting it now. When they drove it down $300, I was still promoting it because I know they're going to kill this fiat currency and they're in the business of doing it right now. The dollar can go up and down, but all the currencies in the aggregate are going down. I believe in gold and silver, but it's really getting creepy now. When mainstream news says we could have a total global depression by December. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but what's your best dead reckoning? You're a smart, savvy guy. Where do you see this going? How bad is this going to get?
Well, when you see countries like China having to put stimulus into their economy to fight off the United States stimulus, what that means is we're turning on our printing presses, so they have to turn on theirs. It's a currency war that's going on.
It's an inflation race.
Exactly. And so how do you measure things? If the U.S. dollar is falling against the Japanese currency, but the Japanese are depleting the value of their currency, and then the Germans are doing the same, and China now follows through, you're measuring yourself against foreign currencies when you're looking at indexes. You have to then turn to the commodities and say, what's exactly happening to money? And when you see gold going from 1550 to now 1781.70, you know that the value of the currency is dropping against real tangible goods. And that's what happens when you have quantitative easing. This is the thing, this is the depression that the mainstream media is talking about. We are going to see the price of everything go up, and anybody that saved their money, anybody that's working for a wage, are going to find that they have to work twice as hard, twice as long, and the people that are retired and have to live off their fixed incomes are going to have a choice between, do I heat the house this month, or do I buy inflated prices of food? You know, it gets down to that, and that's the problem with inflation. I had a friend of mine saying that we need to raise taxes in order to solve this debt problem. You know what? We are raising taxes. When you turn on the printing press, that's a taxation. It's coming directly out of everybody's pocket. It's a flat tax. Prices of commodities are going to go up. Price of everything is going to go up. It isn't that stuff is becoming more valuable. It's that the currency is being produced way too quickly, and we're seeing that drop in value. And that's why it's so important. If you want to hedge yourself, you find something that's going to hold value, something that's been money for years and years and years and has nothing to do with the printing presses. And the gold just happens to be, and silver happens to be, one of those very liquid commodities that you can get into.
And we see Soros and all the elites piling into it right now. And I know what you do with your profits. I know what I do. I put most of it back in the info war, but what I put is my emergency reserve. We're talking about gold and silver, and the place I get it is Midas Resources, the trusted name. Whether it's numismatic or bullion, they're the bullion experts, but they've got it all on hand, unlike so many other outfits that attack all the competition and the rest of it. Ted doesn't do that. He's become the fifth largest dealer in the country the last 15 years by incredible quality and service. 800-686-2237. I would protect yourself today, and I believe, it's my opinion and my view, and it's what I do for my family, that Midas Resources and gold and silver is the place to go. And they've got two silver dollars at cost, 72 smackers, with $60 of books and videos free on top of it. No one can get anywhere close to this. 800-686-237. Thank you, Ted. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are blasting out on XM 166 and over 120 AM and FM stations across the United States. The fact that this show is seen as so fringe and radical 16, 17 years ago and now it is becoming more and more mainstream shows, well, two things. We've gotten deeper into tyranny, and so people are now more apt to believe the truth and the facts when it's in front of their face. And we have a very exciting announcement. Over the years, we've been on in Chicago off and on as stations sell and change hands and have done quite well there in the ratings, but we haven't been on in Chicago itself. We've been on in several great affiliates currently in Illinois. But we can put it up on site there. I was talking to Manco on his show this week off air. He was talking about what a great station this is. They're carrying the show right now, WCKG 1530 AM. WCKG 1530 AM. And they are picking the show up right now. Tens of millions of people that come through Chicago, 4, 5, 6 million. How many live in Chicago? It's just a massive city. So very exciting. If you're listening on the internet or you're listening on XM or you're listening other ways or watching us at prisonplanet.tv and you live in Chicago, it's great. We're on like in Dallas and all these other big cities. It's wonderful. Los Angeles. Be sure and tell everybody you know about 1530 a.m. Spread the word. Very, very exciting. Okay, I know we've got loaded phones. If you just joined us, I said, hey, if you disagree, call in. If you think I'm wrong, you think government's loving, you think we need more government, you think the nanny state's good, that mothers should be arrested for their children playing in their front yard, I'd like to hear from you. And we loaded the phones. We took four or five calls earlier. We've got David Icahn with us. I'll either get to you in the next hour after he's gone, or if David wants, we'll take those calls because they got to be hilarious. I don't mean to be mean, but every once in a while we say, hey, just people that disagree. Because we always open the phones up and don't screen them, and then everybody just agrees. I'd like to hear how I'm wrong. I'd like to hear how world government's being announced all over the news, but I'm wrong to say there's a world government being formed. Or that we said the mega banks would bankrupt Europe through derivatives 15 years ago, and now it's happening. Speaking of somebody who's been right about a lot of stuff, David Icke, former head of the Green Party in England, in the UK, also champion goalie, BBC TV host, sports host, but regular TV talk show host, David Icke, and he's a best-selling author as well. DavidIcke.com is his website. He's got a big Wembley arena event October 27. We'll definitely have him back on before that happens. Big deal to get people that are awake together in the face of all the propaganda at the center of the global empire that is Albion or Britannia. And we've got him on about a host of issues. But coming up, the Eurozone has been collapsed into a super Europe. We've got TSA now yelling freeze at people and groping them on top of that. We've got preparations for martial law and collapse taking place. Everything is going into hyper crazy drive right now. And Al-Qaeda is being activated. Hillary is in the news saying Al-Qaeda killed the ambassador. Yeah, we said that weeks ago. Al-Qaeda, our criminal government, put in charge in Libya and now in Syria and in Egypt. Someone asked David Icke, David said, hey, what do you want to talk to me about? I'm always, David, whatever you want to talk about, it's always interesting. But let me throw out a few things up front and find out what's most on his radar. David, the global meltdown that's happening, you predicted it decades ago. Now here we are. But it's so brazen. We've now got neocon operatives on C-SPAN saying we need staged terror attacks to blame on Iran on television. I mean, we're now entering a zone where you're either totally awake or awakening, or the globalists are operating out in front of everyone. What's happening in the mass psychosis that the general public's under? Why are things becoming so overt? I mean, the quickening is now quickening is now quickening. What's the time frame, David Icke?
Hello, Alex. Well, you know, I've been saying for years that a time was coming, and my goodness, we're there, when what has remained hidden through literally the centuries and the decades will have to break the surface. And it has to break the surface at some point, because if you are covertly manipulating to bring about a transformation of society into this, I was going to say Orwellian, but it's Orwellian and then some, global fascist dictatorship, then there has to come a point where you break the surface and start to manifest what you've been covertly preparing for all this time. So suddenly, so many things that were hidden suddenly become in your face. Why? Because they're bringing it in. For instance, if you want to pack people into high-rise, incredibly dense places of living, then there comes a point, Alex, where you have to build the things. And then, it's not just a theory, they're doing it. And this is in so many areas of the world. And life now is what is happening. This is why we're being hit quite demonstrably from all angles, financially, in terms of war after war and preparation for more war, in the stuff in the food, the genetically modified food that not only is designed to genetically modify us, Alex, it is in the process of doing for anyone who eats the stuff. And all this stuff that's unfolding now is all these different elements that we've been talking about in this tapestry of covert manipulative control that are breaking the surface pretty much at the same time as they impose themselves in, if you like, bricks and mortar as changes in society. And that's why we're seeing it all now. And in Europe here, anybody who is skeptical that what we've been saying all these years is actually part of a coordinated agenda should just listen to what a guy called Jean Monnet said the day after I was born on 30th of April 1952. Jean Monnet is called the founding father of the European project, what we now call the European Union. And this is what he said in a letter to a friend in 1952. Europe's nations should be guided towards the superstate without their people understanding what is happening. This can be accomplished by successive steps, each disguised as having an economic purpose, but which will eventually and irreversibly lead to federation. And that's what's happening now. You know, we've been talking, you know, all these years about they want the world government, the world central bank, the world currency, the single electronic currency. And the euro was never an end in itself. The euro was introduced to mop up and absorb all those European countries, the mark, the guilder, the lira, all of them. Didn't quite get the pound, but they got most of them. And so they reduced the number of currencies in Europe dramatically down to virtually one or two others. And they don't want the euro to survive. I'm not saying it will crash tomorrow, but they want it to crash and disappear eventually.
No. They, Barroso admitted last week, we're imploding it, super federation. They say they aren't even going to allow football teams to have a national association. It will now just be a mascot. Nationalism will not be allowed in any way.
Yeah, but what they're doing with the euro is they're waiting the right time to get rid of that at some point so they can replace it with the next level, the next stepping stone on the totalitarian tiptoe, which is the global currency. And you're right about Barroso. This man, if he could bottle arrogance, he could corner the market, this guy, Jose Barroso. And what he's done in recent days is to come out and say what the outcome they want in terms of the centralization of European power on a level even now not yet seen, and absolute unquestioned loyalty, as he puts it. Absolute loyalty was his phrase, from the so-called nation states to the European Union. This is what Monnet was talking about in 1952, and the stepping stones, what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, have just picked off more and more sovereignty, more and more control of communities and countries until we've reached this point. And as Monnet said all that time ago, they will use economic excuses to bring it about. And here we are. Barroso is saying we must have this centralized bureaucratic dictatorship in Europe because there is a massive problem with the European economy and we must come together to sort it out. What he doesn't mention, of course, is those that are saying we must sort it out by taking away sovereignty and freedom are the very people that caused the crisis in the first place.
And now Europe, France is saying you can't say mother and father. That was in the news yesterday because that's hateful. And England, most of the new families have to have cameras in the house when they first have a child because you're guilty until proven slave. I mean, this is classic authoritarianism racing. And as you said, they lined it all up, and now they're launching it all, trying to overwhelm us. How are things going for them?
Well, how are things going for them? I mean, at the moment, they seem to be going pretty well. But you see, what you see in the mainstream media is what they are doing. What you don't see, of course, in the mainstream media is the fact that more and more and more people are becoming alerted to it and wise to it. This is one of the reasons thousands of people are going to be at Wembley in London next month. But, you know, for those that are still saying, oh, no, they never do that when they're actually doing it. There's a guy, Alex, I quote in the last couple of my books. He's a man called Dr. Richard Day. And he was an executive of Planned Parenthood, you know, came out of the eugenics movement, and he was a big Rockefeller family insider. And he stood up in 1969 to address a group of pediatricians in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he asked them to put down their pens and stop any recording equipment. I don't know why he did this. I'm glad he did, though, you know, given the information he's
No, this has ended up in the congressional record, by the way. This is the,
And he said, I'm going to tell you how the world's going to change. Now, remember, I'll reel these off quick, and this is not all of them. This is in 1969. He told these pediatricians, one of them did take notes and did some interviews about what he said later. Richard Day said, technology will be used for reproduction without sex, families to diminish in importance. Euthanasia and the demise pill, limiting access to affordable medical care makes eliminating the elderly easier. New difficult to diagnose and untreatable diseases, suppressing cancer cures as a means of population control, education as a tool for accelerating the onset of puberty and evolution, restructuring education as a tool of indoctrination, more time in schools, but pupils wouldn't learn anything, controlling who has access to information, schools as the hub of the community. Changing laws to promote moral and social chaos, the encouragement of drug abuse to create a jungle atmosphere in cities and towns, promote alcohol abuse, restrictions on travel, the need for more jails, no more psychological or physical security, crime used to manage society, curtailment of U.S. industrial preeminence, that's not happened, has it? Shifting populations and economies, tearing out the social roots, sports as a tool of social engineering and change, sex and violence inculcated through entertainment, implanted ID cards, microchips in other words, food control, weather control, knowing how people respond, making them do what you want, falsified scientific research, see human caused global warming, use of terrorism, it's 1969, ladies and gentlemen, use of terrorism, surveillance, implants, and televisions that watch you, the arrival of the totalitarian global system.
And this has been out for decades, and what's amazing is we went down to the UT professor last week who heads up Agenda 21 program, and he said, quote, the family is a tyranny, that's a quote, to our cameras, and now they're doing it all, and now people are going into puberty, girls at 6, 7, 8 when it was 13, boys are being feminized, they add chemicals to everything, the White House science czar has written 4 books admitting it, they now admit the chemtrailing, it's all happening, we're in it, David.
Yeah, and here's the Frankfurt School of Social Engineering, which came out of the Frankfurt fiefdom of the Rothschilds back in the 30s, I think it was. This was their wish list. The creation of racism offenses, continual change to create confusion, bracket C. Obama, the teaching of sex to children, huge immigration to destroy national identity, the promotion of excessive drinking. Look at the cross-references here. Emptying of churches, which is undermining...
Look at what's on television. It's all there to destroy you. Look at the messages.
But here we go, encouraging the breakdown of the family, control and dumbing down of the media, dependency on state or state benefits, and then, of course, pulling them out once people are dependent. Legal system with bias against victims of crime. The documents and the writings that are there from way back predicting what we're seeing now are not a few, to say the least, and it's happening. And people need to get out of that river in Egypt. They need to get out of denial very, very quickly because your children are being poisoned, you're being poisoned. Your children are being indoctrinated and programmed and turned into software programs at school. You're being poisoned in the air. You've been poisoned from the sky, poisoned in your food, poisoned in your water, poisoned by vaccines. I mean, how bad does it have to get before people in vast, vast numbers realize that the world ain't like they thought it was? Because if they don't realize soon, then we are up the Swanee in need, very much need, of a paddle.
Well, David, that's my next question for you. And, you know, I said bring up whatever point you want, and you're exactly on target with what I've been covering all week. It's all there. They admit they've got nanotech vaccines. This is in the news that make you never get upset again. It actually eats areas of your brain where you literally become a biological android. But they just present it like it's no big deal. It's beyond shock therapy. We know that's already going on. They're putting vaccines engineered into the foods. They're forcibly inoculating all over the world now, including the U.S. It's totally illegal. They're just doing it. They're giving abortions to 10-year-olds without parental consent, morning after pills. Government is absolutely going hog wild, and the minions enforcing it are so stupid they can hardly talk. And so where do you see this diverging? Because some of us are spiritually, physically immune or resistant. Others are wide open to it and have been pre-programmed to giggle when they're warned of what's happening with a hypnotic program, which the globalists then brag about. So it's literally the general public have been turned into basically zombies. And so you've got the controllers who are awake and know what they're doing, but they're compartmentalized themselves, as you've explained, in separation consciousness. I mean, they're androids, but just at a higher control level. Then you've got the subway drones, and then you've got those of us hyper-awakening and accelerating. What is going to happen? How are they going to deal with free will? Because everything I see shows they're gearing up to directly assault our free will, David.
Well, they are. And, you know, I think you did a video this week, didn't you, about talking about the need for people to be strong. And, you know, as what I've talked about on your show a number of times, that, you know, no one said this was going to be easy. You know, the unfortunate equation was this, as I found, having been on this road now for nearly a quarter of a century, that it had to get to a certain point before people had it in their face enough to start facing reality. Because why is some esoteric out there sometime over the rainbow, it will never happen kind of perception? No one's ever going to do anything. And, you know, the manipulators depend on that. And what they're doing all the time, and this is why not sitting back and accepting it is so vital, is they push the gate. What by that, I mean, they up the ante. Say the TSA, first of all, they do one thing and then they move into full body scanners. Then they're having, you know, freeze demands, and then they're sticking their stuff in your drink after you've been through security. This is the what I call, as I said earlier, the totalitarian tiptoe. And at every point, they are looking for resistance. What's the resistance to this? If
they're war gaming, they're testing, they're probing.
If it's not there, then they'll just push the gate even further and we'll go on to something else. So, ladies and gentlemen, they want this totalitarian society. And when I say fully in place, I mean in fine detail by something like 2050, 2060. And I'm talking fine detail by then. Now, look at what it's like in 2012, and imagine what it will be like by the time we reach the mid part of this century.
Most people will already be dead from the soft kill weapons they put in the food and water.
Yeah, and if that doesn't concentrate your minds for yourselves, then look at your children and your grandchildren and see if that'll concentrate.
They're all dead. Most of them have already been implanted with chemicals and things that are going to soft kill them down the road. But if we overthrew these people, then the high-tech systems that have been developed and also, you know, natural systems could repair a lot of the damage, and we could have access to all that advanced technology and all the things that humanity could be. Instead, we're being shut off from the breakaway civilization, but the breakaway civilization is run by a bunch of demonic creatures.
Yeah, and you're literally right with that, actually, funnily enough. But what I'm saying here is that there are 7 billion of us. There is a relative, certainly comparative to that, a handful of people in full knowledge of what they're doing. And they're dividing and ruling the target population, and they're recruiting from the target population for their TSAs and their uniforms and their dark suit administrators. And what they've done is create things like religions and political beliefs and cultural beliefs and income bracket and class beliefs. And all these things are fault lines to divide and rule the target population. So we are going to have Jewish people who are going to be victims of what we're talking about, big time, like everyone else. We have Arab people who are going to be the same. We have middle-class Americans and Europeans who are going to be the same. We have Hindus. We have atheists. We have South Americans. We have black South Africans. They're all going to be subject to this. In fact, it's unfolding now. If we came together and put the fault lines of divide and rule aside and realize that, you know, people talk about Israel and all that stuff, and so do I, big time, because we need to. Because the House of Rothschild controls Israel, the House of Rothschild controls the United States, it controls the European Union, and thus they work as one unit. But Israelis are going on the streets in the last year or so, in hundreds of thousands in numbers, protesting at their economic plight, the same as people in the rest of the world, to such an extent that at least two of them have set fire to themselves in protest.
David, stay there. We're going to come right back. It's the bottom of the hour break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Humans, like they're another species and we're animals. They all write this in their eugenics books. And they want to create an artificial environment, an artificial habitat for us to control us. And everything you read in Brave New World, written in 1932 by Aldous Huxley, his brother Julian Huxley headed up the UN UNESCO program. He was the top eugenicist in the world. Huxley, before he died in 62, the speech is online at Berkeley, gave a speech and said, I'm admitting this is real, we're going to do this to you, and you won't be able to stop us. If you want, you can join us. And the PhD students, people in there getting their PhDs, they joined them. And again, ladies and gentlemen, my dad was in the top six smartest in Texas in a bunch of extensive studying, and a junior in high school was called aside and basically told all this stuff. And he never even told me that story till my mother was watching Endgame. She said, this isn't real. You know, this is too horrible. My dad said, no, actually, it's all true. So, and again, my dad's smart, but I mean, this happened to thousands of young people that year in his generation. And most of them go, okay, I'll be part of the elite. So it's at that academic level that they're clued into this more than anywhere else. I'll get David's take on that in a moment and how we resist this. And we also have a bunch of callers up on the phone last hour, some are left who disagree. We'll see if David wants to take a few of those, but I know he's got what he wants to talk about. I want to invite him back in October, right before the event, maybe the 18th or 19th, when we do that 48-hour broadcast. We're going to do the 18th and 19th. Maybe do 2 hours with us, because this guy can really break stuff down. Maybe even let him host the show or something a few hours. I can bow out during the 48-hour broadcast. The only way I'll shut up is I find him so thought-provoking, davidicke.com. But if you want to understand what's happening and support the free speech of what we're doing, because we're selling these at cost, you can get the new InfoWars magazine, the second installment. You can subscribe and get the next 12 issues plus the first inaugural issue on designed economic collapse and the new October issue at InfoWarsStore.com at cost. We have the subscriptions at cost, $59.95. That includes the shipping, which is cost about half of what that cost us. When you add the crew and the editors, everybody, we're losing money on this because we need the physical copies out there with all the censorship that's coming. We're growing an organic leg in the info war in this fight. It's important to sign up. Friday, we'll send it out free to you, a digital version at infowars.com/newsletter. Or you can sign up to get 12 issues plus the first issue free when you sign up for a year, $59.95. And you can also buy them in 10 packs, 20 packs, up to 100 packs at cost. Now, I'm going to explain something. We've sold 10,000 of these. I put 50,000 on the streets of Austin as a beta test. I got 50,000. I think we'll probably get 10,000 subscriptions or more the way it's going. So I've got to hold back 10,000. We'll sell out in the next 4 or 5 days at this rate. So if you want to get the hard copies in bulk at cost to hand out to people, this breaks down the technocracy, the end of humanity, rise of the robots, October surprise war, DARPA the real Skynet. This is an emergency transmission. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, going back to David. David, I want to talk big picture with you. I know your latest book breaks this down. I want to get into some of that with you here. But, David, getting up, and I don't want to cut you off of the break, get back into the Israeli thing you were getting into as well, but I want to get into this with you. The big picture. Why did the social engineers, because they brag this goes back thousands of years, why did they allow the Renaissance? Or was that humanity overpowering them? Because I know they're not in total control. It's a battle. We shouldn't overestimate or underestimate these people. But now they've gotten to this point, they openly say in all their tomes that they want to reduce world population forcibly down to 100 million, generally the number they agree on. So that's a 90%+ reduction, as you know. Publicly, they say only kill 80%. That's the more liberal version. What is the master plan if they win? Because I think earlier you hit the nail on the head when you said, hey, they're going to kill your kids. They're poisoning you right now. The DNA's damaged. The sperm's down by 87% in Europe, the U.S. They feminize men, hyperfeminize women. They admit it. They brag about it. And that's only right now. The GMOs, sterilizing, murdering, you know, killing the animals they give it to. They're murdering us. Where is all this going? I mean, what is the master plan if these demonic entities, you know, the Christians say that, you say that as well, that are interdimensionally manipulating things. People say that's kooky, but that's what all the religions say. What will they do? What's their end game plan?
Well, just very quickly to finish that point, Alex, before the break, please, people, when you look at yourself, and this will go into answering the question you've just asked, Alex, don't see yourself first and foremost as a Jew or an Arab or an American or a middle class or working class or black or white or sky blue, bloody pink. See yourself, and we're greater than this, but let's just look at this level. See yourself as a human being, a member of humanity, a member of humanity that is being targeted en masse, not a bit of humanity, all of us, by this force. And let the fault lines drop. If someone disagrees with you because it's a different religion, well, they have a right to disagree with you, just as you have a right to believe what you believe. Put away color. It's just a body. It's a vehicle to experience this reality. That's all. Okay? Don't get caught in it, because these are all divide and rule, so that we're fighting among ourselves and we don't see the strings attached to both sides, apparent sides, and the same hands holding both of them. And in terms of the bigger picture, that fits, Alex, because the Wembley Arena on October the 27th, the event lasts 12 hours. I'm going to be talking for 9.5 of them. And I mean, I'm going to be doing that because so many strands, so many dots have to connect before we see this vast, vast, but in its foundation state, very simple situation that we face. And, you know, people have laughed at me and ridiculed me over the years, and they still do. Oh, best of luck about, you know, non-human entities and reptilian entities and all this stuff, because they're hearing it in isolation. He says, reptiles are evolved, he's dead. But when you see it all put together, then what appears in isolation to appear to be crazy and off the wall becomes perfectly logical, and more than that, becomes a whoa, I can see it now explanation for what's happening now, what's happened up to this point, and where it's going from here. So, you know, if anyone's because it's going to be live on the internet, the Wembley event now, and if anyone has a closed mind or a belief system to protect, don't even bother. But if you have an open mind and you want to see the big, big picture within which our daily experience is a part, not only a part, but from which our daily experience is being projected, then over 9.5 hours, I'll put it together. And in simple terms, mate, there is a force that operates beyond human sight, which is a narrow band called visible light, which is all that we can pull into what we call the world of the conscious mind. And it has a different vibrational state to us. Thus, if you like, it's on a slightly different frequency. This is why we can't see it most of the time, unless it enters our frequency. And it needs a different, what we call, atmosphere. And the bigger, big picture of this, which I'll be explaining, like I say, at Wembley in great detail, strand on top of strand on top of strand, is that they are seeking to rewire us genetically, and they're doing this through GMO, to change the nature of the human form and to block even more of its infinite innate potential to express itself and express its own power. This is what transhumanism is about. These entities that operate out of human sight are very robotic. They're very computer-like. They're not conscious in the way that we are conscious. All the ancient writings about them talk about the fact that these entities envy humans. And therefore, for them to dominate humans, they have to suppress human potential as it normally would be, which is what they're doing on all these different ways. This is why they want to control our sense of perception from cradle to grave. And all this stuff where they're messing with the atmosphere, all these sources of radiation, including Fukushima and a nuclear war, well, you know, I rest my case.
And they've now got Mombiot saying more radiation's good for us. And you've got the top New York Times saying, we are engineering you. You're going to be 3 feet tall. You'll go into puberty at age 5. You'll be dead at 20. And we're going to hook microchips in your brain. It's for the Earth. And I go out and interview people in Austin. They're like, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to live in a prison. Kill me for Earth. I mean, they've already got them. They've already got them.
Yeah, these entities need to change the atmosphere of this planet if they are going to be able to come here. They can come here, but they can't stay for very long. This is why there's endless stories about seeing these entities in various forms, not just reptilian, by the way, and then they disappear. What they've done is entered visible light. Oh, there you are. They've left visible light, and suddenly they've disappeared. But they haven't. They've left the frequency range where humans can actually see
them. Well, look, undoubtedly, David, I'm going to say this. Everyone knows I don't get into extraterrestrial stuff that the elites are obsessed with in movies like Prometheus, where they're throwing it in your face. But the elites believe we were engineered. Anunnaki, it's in the Bible. It's in the Egyptian writings. Every culture says this. I don't go there just because they can say, oh, that's conspiracy stuff. And there's so many disinformation people out there that cover this. But I don't knock people that do. But I will say this. When I study the ancient writings, when I study the elites, when I break into Bohemian Grove, all this. The elites really do believe in this. And so whether it's completely true or not, they believe they're manifesting it. And the people that work for them love blood, love death, love torturing small children to death. And they might as well be reptoids from the fifth dimension. Okay, because you know, all I know is that they might as well be from a different planet here to destroy us, because that's what they're doing anyways. So I can't argue with you because, well, I mean, what's the Bible saying? These evil entities, fallen angels, they want to create a world government and make us, turn us all into these, you know, mindless creatures. Well, that's what's happening. All I know is we're in deep trouble. I've got stacks of textbooks like Ecoscience where they say they're poisoning us, and I got neighbors everywhere dying and little kids dying of cancer everywhere, and it's just funny and it's fun and we're all dying, ha ha ha, and autism's everywhere, ha ha ha, and it's totally sick. We are under mind control. So then I say the only thing that makes sense is that this is anti-human.
Yes, you know, exactly. Alex, if you go into almost any ancient culture, probably any, if you did them all, you'll find these entities described under different names. They're what the pre-Islamic people in Arabia, and Islam has taken it on, call the jinn. It's what the Gnostics 2,000 years ago called the Archons, and it's what the Zulus call the Chitahuri. They're all, and it's what the Christians call the demons. These are the same things, and they are anti-human. They are seeking to undermine humanity, and as I was, in every way, to take away our advantage over them, all in the ancient writings, by the way, to put it in a phrase, creative imagination. Humans have creative imagination.
We're creators. We're made in the image of the creator. And that's what, bottom line, the globalists, the eugenicists, they claim that they're getting rid of the infirm to make a super race, but really they're trying to dumb everybody down. I mean, right there, regardless, the ruling class wants to vandalize the incredible human spirit. They want to screw us up. They want to hack us. They want to jack us.
And this is why they are seeking to undermine the great advantage of awareness and consciousness and creative imagination and creativity that humans have that they don't have. And thus, they cannot change our world. They do not have the creative imagination.
So you're saying we have extraterrestrial parasites attached to the planet.
Well, they're parasites, but they're not. I wouldn't call them extraterrestrial. I'd say they're interdimensional. It's a very different thing. I don't see them in spaceships and all that stuff. But the point being is that they cannot, through lack of this creative imagination, take our planet over and change our world. What they have to do is manipulate us with that creative imagination to do it for them.
Exactly. They use us as their...
This is what they're doing. We are building our own prison by having our perceptions manipulated. And as I was going on to say, this humanism stuff, putting bits of kit and technology into the human form, oh, it's great, yeah, it's Schwarzenegger and trans, all that stuff. It's not to advance humanity. It is to further erode our advantage over them by turning us into robots. This is what all the mind control is about, and all the technology to suppress us and turn us into software programs. Because
no,
we
exactly,
are
the globalists. The globalists design all technology with back doors to hurt us. They don't give us anything unless it hurts us, and then we think it has one use. It really has another.
We are getting of humanity that succumb to this. They are being, if you like, back engineered in terms of going backwards rather than forwards and evolving to a greater state of awareness. They're going backwards, closing closer and closer to these entities. And the closer you get to these entities in terms of lack of potential, the more these entities have control over you. And this is what we're seeing, Alex. We're seeing this fork in the road. I mean, it's so blatant. There are people, more and more people, hallelujah, brother and sister, that are waking up and are therefore moving by expanding their awareness. They're moving away from the influence of these entities. They're the people waking up, and then there's others that are getting pulled more and more closer and closer to them, and therefore being vastly more influenced. And this is why you're seeing this fork in the road, where you've got people awakening to a sense of self in the world that they've never had before in terms of its expansion and the way they look at it, and others are getting pulled more and more and more and more and more into being nothing more than software programs. Press enter, and you know how they're going to react.
So the globalists admit they want us to be biological machines if they even allow us to live. That's in all their major scientific papers that we cover in the new issue of the magazine. What's crazy is it's not debated, but let's look at it from an admitted anthropology view. Psychopaths, maybe 1 out of 200 people on average, they can artificially create more sociopaths as kind of a servant class. They aren't really what we'd call human. So regardless, we have a guild of psychopaths building the world in their image, which is ugliness and pain and suffering and death. And then you're
Alex,
simply...
Alex, very quickly. You've used the word there, mate. A world of ugliness. The world that we're seeing unfold is the world of these entities who have no creative imagination. It is not a world, this one that's coming in now, whether it's architecture, whether it's destruction of the natural world. It's not beauty. It's not creative. It is ugly, and it's ugly because it's being done by representatives of people with entities with no creative imagination.
And everything's devolving, twisting backwards, as you said. It's unbelievable. Look at the architecture, all the modern crud. It's all of it. It's ugliness stacked on top of ugliness, stenching devils. I'm a Christian. I call them devils. You call them Kabler goblins, whatever you want to call them. Whatever. I just know psychopaths are running things. They think they're God. They say they're going to merge with machines and kill all of us. That's public. That's Ray Kurzweil.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big time. Big time.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip.
David Icke, our guest for this segment, the next. And I got a bunch of callers that disagree that have been holding patiently. I'll get to you directly.
Big John.
David is going to be on with us when I do the 18th and 19th 48-hour broadcast. I'll be off and on here for 48 hours with other hosts and guests. He'll be on with us for 2 hours. I'll only pretty much host the show. I'll be so exhausted after being on for 24 hours pretty much. So look forward to that as well. He's got his Wimberley event. Find out more. It's historic at davidicke.com. You should be there if you live in Europe or England especially. A lot of folks from the U.S. are traveling there. A very important historical event because awakening and having an open mind is the beginning of the end for the technocrats who think they're God, and in all their own writings, and the BBC, you name it, say, we're another species. Just look up, elite believe they're another species. You'll get hundreds of articles where they're saying it. So regardless, they think all this stuff. They're a bunch of loons. And I'm here resisting them. David, what is the point of having neocons get on C-SPAN? I don't know if you've seen this video. 2 days ago, we broke it on the web yesterday, and saying, hey, we need to stage terror attacks to blame it on Iran. Why would they publicly say it on television, knowing that those of us that expose false flag terror would then say, see, we told you so? I mean, what is the point of that? Or is that just, and they all giggle and smirk? I mean, I guess these people want to see what they can get away with. We know that's part of the criminology, basically. But what do you make of that?
Well, there's also extreme levels of arrogance. Ignorance and arrogance always seems to go together. They think they're so intelligent and so knowing, but actually they're dead ignorant. They just control human society by suppressing the target population.
They're willing to break the rules. They're willing to do horrible things. I mean,
yeah, if the target population, humanity, was in its true power and its in true state, I mean, they'd be little boys in short trousers. I mean, you know, they wouldn't even be flies on an elephant's back. They get their power by suppressing human innate power and innate intelligence. But so when you look at Dr. Richard Day in 1969, he told those doctors, oh, it's all in place. It's nothing can stop it now. 1969. So by now they are really confident that, you know, they're going to be able to do this. But they are not intelligent. They are clever. But they're not wise, and wisdom is a much greater level of intelligence than cleverness. And cleverness without wisdom is not only the most destructive force on Earth, it's also one that has a finite life. If true innate intelligence comes and looks it in the face.
What about the compartmentalized bootlickers? I run into people that know it's a tyranny, but they get this weird little demonic smile and think they're winning because they joined this. And if they had any knowledge or wisdom, they would understand they're under the black wings of pure death. And they're a joke.
They are a joke. I mean, you know, it's like someone wants to support a football team. So they don't support the football team that's, you know, local to them down the street, which isn't doing very well. They'll think, who's winning? So, and then they'll go and support the team that's winning, the big clubs. And it's the same, really. It's like it's reflected power. You know, this is why I say to these TSA people and others in uniform that strut around, again, this reflected power. They have no power. they're just
well. It's embarrassing for them. Those of us that have attained real power know that it's a great honor and a great responsibility, but also embarrassing. I mean, I know you feel embarrassed when you exercise power, even for good. I mean, I would imagine. I know I do. Why do we feel embarrassed by exercising even righteous power, but they feel good exercising bad power?
Well, the point is that that people who have no power of their own because they're asleep, they don't have to be, they've chosen to be, then they look for reflected power. So if you have no power in your life, or join the TSA and suddenly you're telling people to freeze and go through full body scanners, and this is the reflected power we're talking about.
Stay there, back in 60 seconds. This is important.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.